What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today I want to talk about something. That's been on my mind for a very long time. Well, not even a long time, but today I was in the shower, right? And I had this deep epiphany, you know, about stepping into your power, literally and figuratively speaking. Stepping into your power, what does that mean? That means literally taking that step of faith, walking into the unknown, stepping into your power, understanding that you are a king, queen, and you deserve the best of everything. We don't have to settle for mediocrity. We don't have to settle for things that, you know, is beneath us. And as people, sometimes we don't understand that we weren't made to be, you know, in poverty. We weren't made to be, you know, down bad, as you would say. We were made to be kings and queens. We were made to live like royalty. And I know, realistically speaking, some people will probably be like, yo, I don't believe that because I'm in this situation, I'm in that situation, this is happening to me. But understand that once you really step back and understand that, listen, I deserve more, I need more, I want more, then that's when you'll start stepping into your power, setting boundaries, putting different things and putting different pieces in place, you know, to get to where you need to go. And today, it's more of a motivational topic. You know, I didn't really have a topic written down or anything that I really, you know, took time out to think about. I just, you know, kind of wanted to jump on here and let y'all hear my voice, because it has been a while since I dropped the episode. I think it's been like probably like a month already. But I just want to let y'all know that overall, I'm doing very well. Mentally, emotionally. I've been finding myself. You know, I've been going to therapy, talking to a therapist, and really just embracing, you know, my identity and who I am. Because at the end of the day, like I told you guys, I'm trying to step into my power and I'm trying to really understand who I am so that I can properly set boundaries in place to keep myself, you know, mentally healthy and emotionally healthy and also physically healthy. So one of the ways I've been stepping into my power is I've been, you know, not putting my energy into things that, you know, doesn't suit me, not putting my energy into people who, you know, drain me. And if I feel like it's a problem with anybody, I just remove myself, because I don't have to argue, fight, you know, or even complain about the situation. You know, I'll just remove myself and that's it. Another way I've been working out, you know, keeping up my workout routine. I haven't worked out in 2 days because I'm taking a rest. Rest is essential, so I'm taking a rest and I'm just kind of, you know, putting the pieces in order. I've been doing a lot of things that I'm not going to mention because I want to keep it to myself, but I've been doing a lot of things to really get my mind in a good place. And I've been, you know, feeling very good, you know, about myself, you know, about the people around me, you know, not letting drama hold me back from anything that I want to do, and not letting any opinion hold me back from anything I want to do, because at the end of the day, I'm my own individual, I'm my own person, and I make my own choices, and I have to deal with the consequences and the rewards of those said decisions and choices. So another way you can step into your power is allowing yourself to feel. You know, sometimes we often try to block out emotions because of whatever reason. You know, we might have been brought up in a home where, you know, our family members or our moms and our dads didn't really nurture our, you know, emotional self. So we use that to cope with our emotions, and we didn't really learn how to, you know, cope with our emotions and feel. And a lot of men, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking to the men right now. A lot of men truly believe that in order to be quote unquote masculine, you know what I'm saying, is to block out emotions and just, you know, be. But that's not always the case. You know what I'm saying? Emotions is a part of who you are. Emotions is what, you know, makes you you. You know what I mean? You just have to feel those emotions and try to understand those emotions. Nobody say you had to cry or, you know what I'm saying? Just feel those emotions and just sit with them and deal with it. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to overcome it and be able to control your emotions. Because I think a lot of men suffer from just hyper-masculinity, trying to be too hard for their own good, and not understanding that that's a detriment, you know what I'm saying, to your mental health and your overall well-being. So that's one way you can step into your power. Another way you can step into your power is by taking your appearance more seriously. And when I say that, I mean just, you know, tending to your emotions. Not tending to your emotions, but tending to your appearance. Keeping yourself up, keep yourself groomed, keep yourself clean. You know, because cleanliness is next to godliness. And cleanliness just overall makes you feel more confident. If you don't want to talk about it in a spiritual way, you can talk about it in a, you know, basic way. It just make you feel more confident. You know, you're able to achieve your goals and your aspirations because you look well and you feel good about yourself. So when you feel good, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you work good. When you work good, you become successful. So that's another way you can step into your power. Another way you can step into your power is by loving yourself completely and wholeheartedly and not letting anyone, you know what I'm saying, steer you off your course or make you feel less than. And if they do make you feel like that, sit with those emotions. And once you sit with those emotions, really feel those emotions. I know I put a lot of emphasis on feeling and sitting with your emotions because it's so important. My therapist told me this, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I thought it was a valid point. Us men, we don't like to sit in emotions. We like to, you know what I'm saying, deal with it and get out the way because, you know, we solution-oriented. We like to come up with solutions, and we like to solve problems. Another way you can step into your power is by removing anything that stops you from your goals, from success, from your dreams, whatever you got planned, you know what I'm saying? Stepping into your power is allowing yourself to be who you say you are. A lot of people, you know, have this problem. They'll say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm like this, I'm like that. Or they'll write it on social media, and then you meet them in person, and it's like, you're not that person. You know, you're not who you claim to be. And another way of stepping into your power is actually being who you say you are. If you're funny, be funny. You know what I'm saying? Don't create personas and different characters to suit anyone. Because at the end of the day, you are a king. You are beautiful. You are amazing. And I'm talking to the men and women. The kings, queens, you know? And I just want to speak from a place of experience as well, because I've dealt with, you know, not setting the proper boundaries. I've dealt with letting people walk all over me. I've dealt with just being super self-deprecating, like super, you know what I'm saying? Just not appreciating who I am and just letting the world tell me who I am, basically. So I took my power back. I stepped into my power. You know, after I took it back, I stepped into it, and now I'm able to, you know, fully understand and fully see that I am a unique individual. I am a unique human being. I am, you know what I'm saying, confident. I am, you know what I'm saying, enough. And that's all that's to it, man. Those are the five ways you can step into your power. I hope this episode was very, you know what I'm saying, thoughtful. I hope this episode really brought out the best in you, and I hope it changed your perspective on who you are and who you want to be, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we are trying to strive to be, you know, successful. We are trying to strive to be the best, and we are trying to strive for something bigger than ourselves. And if you're not, get to work, because, you know what I'm saying, you got to build that generational wealth. You got to build that foundation for your family, you know what I'm saying? And this is Black Boy Talk Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at I.